Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest is being debated at a two-day meeting of member broadcasters in Geneva starting today. Countries including Ireland, Iceland, Spain and the Netherlands have threatened in recent months to pull out of next year's contest if Israel takes part. Let's talk to our reporter Aisling Kenny, who's been following this. Aisling, what's due to happen in Geneva today?
Yes, well, Rachel, as you said, national broadcasters are meeting in Geneva today and they will potentially vote on whether Israel can take part in the competition next year. Now, there are very strong views on both sides. We've countries like Ireland, Iceland, Spain and the Netherlands threatening to pull out of the contest if Israel takes part because of the war in Gaza. Now, on the other side, Germany has said that Israel should be allowed to stay in. There are two strands to this, Rachel. The first bit is over the war in Gaza and the second is about the accusations of unfair voting practices, including a paid-for advertising campaign by Israel. Now, Israel has not responded to this. They have rejected it. They deny it. They say it's a global smear campaign. I understand this meeting in Geneva is due to take place at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. They do have a long agenda, so it could be some time before they come to this issue of the Eurovision.
And is there likely to be a vote, or how does this work?
So last month, Eurovision organisers announced they were tightening the competition's voting rules to limit government's influence on the results. Now, the EBU says they've now changed its voting system to strengthen trust and transparency. This included changes to a number of votes any viewer can put in from 20 to 10, and audiences will also be encouraged to support multiple entries. Now, broadcasters will be asked today to consider whether or not these measures go far enough, and are they convinced that they will go far enough, as I said. A vote on Israel's participation will be held depending on what they think about this. This is a watershed moment for the competition, Rachel. There is a huge audience, 160 million people worldwide watch this competition. So the stakes are very high.
Aisling, thanks indeed. Our reporter, Aisling Kenny.